The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And it's 8 a.m. Central Time. The Power Mall is now open at 877-817-9829. Take advantage of the site-wide sale going on here. In the meantime, you know, I went to a psychiatrist and he says, is everything okay? I said, well, I've been having suicidal thoughts. He said, well, you have to pay in advance then. that's a shrink joke. Okay. We're not going there. Dr. Carol Lieberman, America's psychiatrist. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I thought you were going to tell this another joke. A man went in to see a psychiatrist and psychiatrist said, they talked a little while. A psychiatrist said, you're very dumb. The guy said, I want another opinion. He said, okay, you're ugly too.
Me too. Yeah.
You heard that one.
It was something very similar. It was Dangerfield or no, was it Dangerfield that said that?
I don't know.
Yeah, it was somebody. He says, so I go to the doctor. He says, I get 6 months to live. He says, I want a second opinion. Okay, you're ugly too. Yeah, I think it was. Oh, wow. Here's the thing. I brought up, Dustin, I know you're listening. I brought up your thing about gender dysphoria. We'll talk about that. There's a lot of dysphorias out there, but the biggest one is the one that's in the with the mental acuity of office furniture that just happens to be occupying the White House. And that's what Dr. Lieberman is here. She has been working as a forensic psychiatrist and expert witness for over 20 years with an unparalleled track record of success in hundreds of criminal and civil cases nationwide, including many high profile cases. So, you know, obviously, when we look at you, they just did this review of Uncle Joe, who's moving kind of slow at the junction. And I cannot believe that they actually let him get away with the classified documents and all this stuff, all based on the mental acuity or the lack thereof. What's your assessment of all this?
Well, yes, of all this. All right. Well, first of all, let me just start by saying, you know, as a forensic psychiatrist and expert witness, that is how I was more attuned to looking for signs of dementia, because I do some of the cases that I do have to do with determining competency. Like, for example, if kids are fighting over their father's will and this one person who was left out says, well, he wasn't competent at the time that, you know, he wrote this will or changed the will. So that kind of thing. So when Joe Biden was running the first time from his basement, that is when I started all that time ago. It's not just, you know, a few months ago. I have been telling people, warning people, you know, out loud in the media since he was in his basement, saying that he had encroaching dementia. And since then, it has encroached a fair amount. And you don't have to be a psychiatrist to see that he has dementia. And it's getting worse every day. You don't have to be a psychiatrist to see that either. The problem is, you know, the real problem is people, even though, and the polls have shown that more and more people realize that he has something mentally wrong, whether they won't call it, you know, whether they're asking in the poll, is it dementia or he's unfit or whatever words they use. There is a majority of people who think that he is not fit, that he does have some kind of thinking problem, cognitive problem. And yet, there are still people who are planning to vote for him. I mean, I saw the news this morning that Trump is 4 points away, 4 points, you know, higher than Biden, or sometimes it's 5 points. I mean, like, really? Why is it that much different? Like, why are there that many people who are still planning to vote for Biden when they also are saying that he's not fit? That, you know, that is a problem on us, you know, on the American people, to admit on the one hand, okay, yes, he does have a few screws loose, and then, but we're not going to vote for Trump. We're going to vote for him. Actually, I read this morning about how Kennedy is taking some votes away from Biden. You know, that would be fine.
Yeah, we talked about that this morning, too, on the show. Yep.
Uh-huh. Yep. So, you know, and let me tell you, you know, some of the examples, some of the reasons why I said it at the beginning and, you know, years ago, and I'm saying it now. I mean, the most obvious problem that he has is memory. He, you know, and he was showing that when he was in his basement. You know, when he was in his basement, they were already putting him in his basement because they knew that if people got to see him more, they would see there was something wrong with him. So now all these years later, you know, he's out. They're not able to keep him in the basement, and he's out on the campaign trail, and he's showing more and more evidence of dementia. So there's memory. There's word salad, you know, which is where it gets so bad you can't really put words together. You know, he's been showing that. You can't understand sentences. It doesn't, you know, there's not a noun and a verb. There isn't a sentence. There are just words tossed together. He has emotional volatility, you know, and he was showing that. If you think about it, remember it, when he was running the first time and like somebody in the crowd would at his one of the stops was saying something that he didn't like. And he said, "You're a dog faced, pony faced," whatever the expression is.
Come on, man. Yeah.
And he was, you know, talking. He talks that way to reporters when he doesn't like their questions. Confabulation. That is when somebody asks a question and you don't know the answer or you don't remember the answer, and you just start putting things together and trying to distract the people from the fact that you don't know the answer. And then, of course, one of the worst signs is abstract thinking. That is a very high-functioning part of the brain. It's the part that chess players have a lot of. Because you have to think of the move. Now, if you do this move, then the other person is likely to do that move. And then if you do that move, you know, you have to think many moves ahead, strategy. And he showed particularly the time that the whole world recognized that he had dementia or whatever they would call it, that he had a problem. The big problem was in Afghanistan, where it didn't go according to plan A and he could not figure out plan B. Now, of course, part of that was Obama telling him, you know, what to do and mixing him up and also telling him the wrong things to do. So all of these are all examples of symptoms of dementia. And when the fiasco in Afghanistan happened, then that is, you know, people are going to look back at that. I mean, some people are already recognizing it, but in the future, if there are still history books in the future, that is going to be a turning point. That is when the world, or at least when America, lost being the top country in the world, you know, because all the leaders recognized that he didn't know what he was doing. He was weak. He was confused. And that is when it was right after that Russia invaded Ukraine and China started acting up and North Korea and, of course, Iran. All our enemies thought to themselves, aha, you know, now's our time.
Well, but Biden said, oh, yeah, a little incursion. And I'm like, a little incursion. Do you realize what you just gave Putin permission to do and you're not going to do anything about it? So the bigger problem I have is, you know, when you have dementia, my adopted mom had it, not to the degree that she didn't remember me when she passed. But the thing is they all of a sudden their filter disappears. This is a big problem. But you're talking about, I mean, we're fighting with a teleprompter. That's another thing. And repeat that line, you know, repeat this phrase. And he actually reads the prompt. Right. And so I'm just like, okay, what person in their right mind would get on camera and make a fool of themselves? And then Dr. Jill, when he's disoriented, has to sit there and help him off stage. And then she gets caught making gaffes. I don't know which is worse, her or Harris. I swear to God, Harris is smoking pot all the time because of the fact she's worse in word salad than he is. A majority of the time, it makes me wonder about her cognitive ability. But the thing is that, you know, when he was doing the State of the Union, that guy looked like he was hopped up on dope.
Yes, he had to have been, because you don't go from being his usual bumbling, and that's another symptom of dementia, disorientation, and he has that every time he gets off the teleprompter. It's like, where am I? You know, and then the Easter Bunny had to lead him away and all that. I mean, you know, yes, it's this, and the world is watching this. I mean, you know, we have television all over the world. And so America doesn't have any credibility anymore. And Jill, Dr. Jill, she's I was going to say the worst. Well, I mean, I don't know who's worse between she and Kamala. They're both bad in different ways. But Jill, imagine a wife, you know, letting her husband walk around like that, keep making a fool of himself, keep, you know, running America into the ground and not saying, listen, Joe, I think your time is up. We need to go to a doctor and get you examined and get you treated.
They did that. Then the doctor came out with this massive report and said, no, he's not liable for any of this stuff because, oh, he's right. Just an old man with a memory problem. I mean, come on, you unzip the fly, but yet the guy, you know, their two-tier system of justice is protecting him while they're going after Trump. And it's right. Obviously all politicized, and that's one of the reasons why they're making excuses. But did you have a chance to actually read this doctor's report, and can you pick it apart?
Yes, yes. I mean, first of all, they didn't do a cognitive test. You know, so and why didn't they do a cognitive test? Because they knew he would fail. You know, you can talk to him for 5 minutes. You don't really have to do it. You know, in 2022, I wrote an op-ed that was published that was an open letter to him, inviting him to take a cognitive test that I would be happy to give him, complimentary, no charge. Of course, you know, I'm still waiting for the phone to ring. But they didn't do that test. They looked at all the other, you know, the year before they did a colonoscopy. They were looking at the wrong end. And this year, the main thing that they talked about, you know, they were saying that he really wasn't worse than before. And you know, they were just talking about his mask, the mask that he was wearing for sleep apnea. You know, they said, oh, it was really he's getting better because they were able to fit the mask better. Well, you know, and sleep apnea is one of the things that can cause dementia because you don't get enough oxygen to the brain. So, you know, I don't think that's the can explain his degree of dementia. But like for several years, he hasn't been wearing a mask that fit. And so this has been continuing to get worse. And then what was the other thing? The other thing was about his heart. And that's been a long problem. He's had since his 40s, he had a Blaine breed, two aneurysms. And one of them at least had a bled into his brain. And when they did the surgery, that's when they discovered the second aneurysm. And he has a heart arrhythmia, atrial fibrillation, which is known most to give strokes. And so, and also transient ischemic attacks, you know, little moments when a person goes blank. So all of these things. So, you know, dementia, there are several types. The most common kind is Alzheimer's. Then comes vascular dementia. Then comes Lewy body dementia. And, you know, I've never met him. I always need to remember. I need to remember to say that. I've never met him. But, you know, studying him for all these years. And again, you don't have to be a psychiatrist. Everybody can see that there is something wrong. And you were saying about the State of the Union. So you don't go from having all these problems like we were just talking about and being generally a quiet, bumbling old man. Old. Yes, it is not about age. It is about one's health. Just be, there is no age that you definitely get to be demented. Maybe at 100, even 115, there are people, you know, when they celebrate birthdays and people who are like
sharp
really
as old. Attack.
Yes. And my mother lived to 101 and a half, thank God. And she was smart. She could have run this country better than Biden on her last breath. So it's not about age, but you know, people need to wake up and realize that this is not who you should have leading your country, and especially at a time like this when terrorists are at an all-time high. You know, they are. It's not just Israel, folks. Israel is, yes, they are taught when they're little kids in the madrasas to go after Israel first, to destroy Israel first, to destroy Jews. But they want to go after infidels, all religions, Catholics, Christians, Muslims, yeah. You know, whatever Sikhs, whatever religion a person is, as long as it's not believing in the radical Islam way of thinking. So, and it's global jihad that is their goal, not just Israel. Israel is the canary in the coal mine. And so people in America need to wake up. You know, there are all these protests. pro-Palestinian and pro-Hamas protests. These people are so ignorant. They don't know that they are that Hamas and other terrorists are coming after them. So, you know, the world is in a mess, and we need a president who is strong. Trump, you know, he destroyed their caliphate in the Middle East, the ISIS caliphate. And we need someone who's going to take that kind of stand rather than just be in, rather than surrendering to the Taliban.
Yeah, and see, Biden left all that stuff. And then when they unloaded the 13 caskets, every time they'd unload one, he'd look at his watch. And then he'd sit there and, oh, yeah, my son died in a war. No, he had a brain aneurysm. It's just like when the bridge collapse happened over there at the Francis Scott Key Bridge fell in. Oh, yeah, I've driven over that many times. In fact, I ridden trains over that bridge, and there's no rail on that bridge. I mean, come on. I mean, all of a sudden he has to put himself in the middle of this thing to make himself feel better or look important or whatever the case may be. I don't get it. But to sit there and fabricate stuff, so all the fact checkers go crazy. But America, yes. What the bigger problem I see here, Dr. Lieberman, is that America, with this mass psychosis that's going on, yes. Half of them, that's why they're buying into the Biden thing, and they want to put him back in office for what reason, I don't know, because they all think they're going to get free handouts. I don't know what they think they're going to get.
Most of the people who vote for Biden either are just very, very ignorant, or... it's a vote against Trump. It's not really for Biden. It's against Trump. Some people are intimidated by his self-confidence, by his strength, you know, by his cockiness. Some people are put off by that. He is like a bull in a china shop, but it's in a good way. He's trying to make America great again. He's trying to make, you know, to keep America as the number one country, whereas Biden, and of course, really, it's not Biden as much as it is Obama. Obama is pulling Biden's strings, and it's Obama who is out to destroy America even more than Biden. And he wants Biden to be elected, Obama, because, you know, the more demented Biden is, the easier it is for Obama to get what he wants done. You know, Obama is just signing the papers, but it's really, Biden is just signing the papers. It's really Obama pulling the strings, making the rules, and so on. Our country really is in danger. You know, Obama, when he was a child, he in Indonesia, he went to madrasas. And so some of that, you know, what the madrasas teach, what the radical Islamists teach, some of that is seared into his brain. And consciously or unconsciously, he is really trying to destroy America in the same way that he was taught as a little boy. What we learn as little kids have the most power over us than what we learn later on.
It is. Well, the other things that are kind of bothering a majority of Americans is when they watch O'Biden, it's not just the disconnects on stage where he starts aimlessly wandering off during a speech or whatever the case may be when he's not pumped up on Adderall or whatever. The bigger problem is when he's out in public and he's leaning over and he's sniffing some little girl's hair, whether or not this guy is a latent pedophile.
Well, yes. I mean, he's been doing that kind of thing for years. And when he was running, even now, I mean, as I say, when he was running the first time, but I guess even to today, because that was just recent, sniffing a girl's hair, actually. And then there was another time, even more recently, when he left the stage when a woman was introducing him at one of the stops, and he went to sit down next to a baby. I mean, you know, it, like, totally oblivious to what was going on, and he was just in his own little world sniffing the baby. I mean, it's funny, and what, you know, it's like a movie. This could be a movie where, you know, like King of Hearts, where the crazy people are running the you know, break out of the asylum. It's very, very serious. You know, I laugh because it's anxiety provoking thinking about him. I mean, it's really serious. If he gets elected again, this country is doomed.
In a lot of ways. It's not just it's not his policies. It's Obama and the deep state that are controlling all of his policies. And he is merely just a useless tool. But he is a tool no matter what. Now, this thing about the ice cream and him having to constantly be stuffing his face, is that just a propensity of old age, or is that a thing that demented people do because they've got to be occupied, you know, shoving stuff in their mouth all the time? I mean, what's with that? Have you figured it out?
Well, I mean, I guess it would have to, you would have to compare it to how much he was doing it, you know, 5 years ago, or, I mean, I don't know. It's, to the extent that it's not necessarily a sign of dementia, but to the extent that he doesn't have any filter and I want ice cream, you know, me need ice cream. I mean, yes, like there was that example. Some of the times it is because there was that example when he was supposed to be on someone's show, a late night show, and then they went to get ice. You know, it's like a pacifier. So to some extent, it is related to dementia, you know, like pacifiers, oral needs, because when people have dementia, they regress. So, you know, getting to like a younger and younger stage, like the oral stage is the first stage we all are in when we're little babies, you know, with bottles and breasts and pacifiers. So, yes, you could say that's another example.
Well, seeing we have a 40-year politician that keeps vacillating and calling people white supremacists, yet he hung out with Robert Byrd, who was a KKK. So, I mean, I'm just like, okay, you know, there's so many contradictions here. But the thing is you have all these people that support him, and it's obviously the Unit Party rearing its ugly head. Now you have all these GOP Congress people dropping out. And it's like they know something's going to happen. They don't want to be a part of it. They do want to be able to go back to their own neighborhoods and not worry about being assaulted by people who voted and put them in office and are now disappointed in their behavior. So the bigger problem is, you know, we all know that we have to stop Biden from getting reelected. But then you have the Democratic machine that keeps running the elections. And we have a lot of people out there. Maybe there is something before we get into another quick topic of conversation about gender dysphoria, where we have to get people motivated enough to go to the polls to vote, because a lot of them have just given up. They just don't think their vote matters. What psychological, is there some sort of encouragement we can give people?
Well, yes, if you don't go to the polls and vote for Trump, in my opinion, you know, if you vote for Biden, I, as I said, the country is doomed. I mean, I seriously believe that. I keep thinking about, you know, I always thought about where would I go if there was something really bad happening in this country? And my two places, I thought of Paris because I used to live in Paris and I love living in Paris. And Paris now is overrun with terrorists. So that's not a place. And of course, the other place was Israel. And that is a very, actually, I'm going to be going to Israel for a few weeks to help people with their trauma. But as far as a place to live, you know, that's a very dangerous place to live, too.
It is. And I mean, I loved Ireland when I was there in 2019, and I just didn't want to leave. I was sitting at the airport sipping on a Guinness and just how fresh it was and just getting this feeling about how wonderful Ireland was at the time. And now look at it. It's changed. And they're really trying to distort. First, they just the people rose up and they defeated the vote that tried to take women out of the home and change their role dramatically. And I'm just like, OK, this is all part of this gender dysphoria situation that's out there.
Well, yes, but it's also part of the, you know, the global, the World Economic Forum, you know, it's this whole, it's the same thing that Canada, Trudeau and Newsom in California and Biden and Obama. I mean, it's really been creeping up and people need to realize that there is this plan afoot. You know, I remember years ago, I used to listen to this radio program in Los Angeles. I don't remember what the man's name is. I should probably try to look that up. But he was talking about this like 30 years ago, something like that. And he was talking about this like cabal, you know, this basically what we have now. And people were thinking that he was nuts, but it was very interesting to listen to, but it was like, oh no, that could never happen. How could that happen? And now we're seeing it more and more. And so the bottom line is, if people don't get out there and vote, we are going to be, it's going to be a world where you can't own anything. The people in charge own everything. You know, there's going to be, your life is going to be totally ruled. You know, it's communist, socialism and communism on speed. And like the president. it's not the American way of life. And so you have to get off your butt and go out there. Yes, of course, it's very discouraging since the last election was rigged, whatever they did with it. You know, it wasn't accurate. The results weren't accurate. But you know, that doesn't mean that you can stay home and say, well, I'm never going to vote again, because that lets the Biden, the Obama, the dark state win. And that would not be a world that you'd want to live in.
No, for sure. But the thing is that thank God that the LGBTQ, that's Let's Get Biden to Quit. That's how I remember that acronym. That's one of the things that, you know, when I think about that, that comprises about what now? The gay and lesbian, the whole thing is like about 2% of the population.
Something like that. I mean, it's growing.
It's growing. But the thing that scares me the most is, what is the propensity besides grooming? Why are they going after our kids?
Yes, they are going after our kids in a lot of different ways. Turning them into LGBTQ plus, doing CRT, critical race theory, getting them to hate each other. You know, did you notice that there are more and more fights in schools, you know, kids fighting each other based upon race? Nobody's talking about that.
Oh, I just did this morning before we went on. I was talking about the Kaylee Gaines situation in East Hazelwood. Yeah.
Yes, yes. No, you know, it's like, oh, you're not supposed to say anything about it, you know, call it out for what it is. But there have been too many cases like that to not see what's going on. And they're teaching them to hate each other. I mean, it's just a way with the LGBTQ plus. First of all, the reason why they're so successful in changing their minds about all kinds of things, you know, in molding their minds from pre-K on, is because these teachers have learned about this in teacher school, learned to do this. You know, while we were sleeping, they've been being taught to bring these kinds of ideas into school. And because the more they can control kids, I mean, we saw this with the George Floyd example. All these kids, you know, high school and college kids who were out there protesting, tearing down statues, all of this stuff, looting everything, kids. And like, you know, everybody looked at each other, how did this happen? Why? And because for years they have been taught about this in school.
Parents got to get a handle on this. That's a big problem.
I'm hearing the music. Are we done?
We are done. I wish we had more. It's so good talking to you, Dr. Lieberman.
Parents need to pay attention to what their kids are learning in school. Look at their books. Look at their homework. And tell them the truth, not all this garbage that teachers are telling them to believe.
You're here. Dr. Lieberman, thank you so much for your time and success in Israel. Shabbat shalom. And we will be back with Clay Clark after these important messages. Stay with us.
Helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean black seed oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself, come find the best prices on black seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
It's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits. Recognizing the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
And welcome back. It's 33 minutes after the hour. Dave Krieger with you here on the Power Hour. And of course, it wouldn't be the same without my good buddy Clay Clark and his Reawaken America tour, which is coming to Detroit, Michigan. Troy, actually, June 7th and 8th of this year. And, I mean, it's getting exciting. We're watching the former President Trump seems to be winning at every turn. The other side seems to be losing. Is God on our side, Clay Clark?
Well, I do believe that the truth, you know, God's on the side of truth. And I think as we expose all this corruption, I mean, there is election fraud, medical fraud, religious fraud, monetary fraud. And I think the truth can only be found when seeking after God. So it's really a bizarre time because so many things are being exposed at the same time. It really is just a wild time to be alive. So I do believe that President Trump, his heart is with God. His heart is with the truth and the pursuit of truth. I mean, he just put out a video today encouraging every American to buy and read the Bible. I mean, so President Trump is clearly siding with Team God, and many of these godless globalists are clearly choosing Team Satan.
Well, and the one thing is, too, when they buy the Bible, they should pay cash for it and not use their charge card, because apparently everybody that buys the Holy Bible online all of a sudden becomes a target because the other side, and the Satan, controlled by Satan, doesn't know what to do about it. So I just, you know, I love the fact that he said it, but I love the fact that he seems to be winning and they keep postponing this, all these trials against him, you know, get behind the Satan. I mean, working an overdrive in his camp. And now that his Truth Social has merged with the other company, now all of a sudden his stock has shot up on the NASDAQ. They had to actually put a hold on it and halt trading because it shot up 50%. So God must be working some miracles there. And you still have the Trump team is still acquainted and still working with the Reawaken America tour, right?
That is correct. Yeah. Eric Trump, Laura Trump, Cash Patel, General Flynn, they'll all be joining us for the Reawaken America tour coming up here June 7th and 8th in Detroit, Michigan. Now, this is the final confirmed spot that we have there. It's June 7th and 8th, Detroit, Michigan. And again, the whole purpose of the Reawaken tour is to reawaken America, to let people know the truth about election fraud and medical fraud and religious fraud, and then to do something with that information. And we believe one of the best things you can do is get out there and actually support President Donald J. Trump in terms of your time, your treasure, your talent. President Trump needs our support.
He does. And the thing is I don't know if you know, folks, if you're just dialing in for the first time and you've ever heard Clay Clark, this guy is not only a DJ and show host, he actually is a founder of several multimillion-dollar companies. So, you know, get that. I mean, we have an experienced business person here we're talking to that basically has made a commitment. He and his wife made a commitment to carry on these Reawaken America tours, and they're not big money makers. And the reason is because there's a lot of people that, you know, can't afford to pay full rate. And so, you know, I think what Clay does, he recognizes the fact, look, people are hungry. They need the truth. And we just had an article out this morning I talked about. Gallup just did a poll of all these churches that are declining in attendance. Religious organizations and their churches are declining in attendance. And the only thing, the Muslims and the Jews, they appeared to be on the increase, but everybody else, nobody wants to go to church anymore. And it could be because they're not hearing the truth.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, if you want to go hear the truth, as an example, you know, Matthew 5:10-11 from the Bible says, "Blessed are ye who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for ye shall inherit the kingdom of heaven." That's what the Bible says, right? So, blessed are ye who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for ye shall inherit the kingdom of heaven. So you will be blessed if you are being persecuted for righteousness' sake. Another example, the Bible says, Hebrews 10:25, it says, "Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much more as ye see the day approaching." Well, you know, these are concepts that we should not forsake the gathering, even as we draw closer to the end. These are concepts that are in the Bible. But yet, you know, many people look at the Bible as they kind of pick and choose the verses that they want to believe are true. And for those people, those are the kind of people that are not wanting to go to the Bible each or to go to the church each and every week. But people that are actually seeking to go to church to have a transformational change in their life, they want to know the truth, and they don't want to have pick and choose theology. They want to know the whole truth and nothing but the truth. And so it's really a hard sell to convince people to come to church if the church isn't going to be teaching the truth.
And a lot of them did close during COVID, and some of them, like Greg Locke's church, and I know Greg Locke is that minister is always going to be with your organization no matter what. This guy is so dynamic. I've heard him multiple times. He is incredible. Speechmaker. I mean, these are the kinds of people that show up at these events and speak on stage during the Reawaken America tour. Who else is on tap to speak at this upcoming Troy event?
Well, I mean, we've got Jim Brewer, the famous comedian. We've got Kash Patel, Eric Trump, Laura Trump, General Flynn, Pastor Philip Hotzenpiller, Pastor Leon Benjamin, Dr. Stella Emanuel, Pastor Steve Ciaccolani. There's 70-plus speakers speaking over a two-day period of time. And if you go to time2freeamerica.com, you can see the lineup of speakers. It's going to be a great event. It's probably the biggest lineup that we've had. We have a Colonel Douglas McGregor will be joining us. I mean, the lineup just continues to grow and grow, and I think the reason why people are drawn to the Reawaken America tour is that there are very, very few events in America today that don't have corporate sponsorship telling them what they can and cannot say. And so there's a lot of wonderful events out there organized by wonderful people. And then their sponsor comes out and says, hey, you can't talk about this or that because it may be offensive to certain people. Our events are completely unfiltered, completely uncensored. I mean, it's just 100% truth. And I think a lot of people are seeking truth, but they can't find events where the truth is unfiltered. And so that's why people love our events. And that's why I encourage everybody, if you haven't been to a Reawaken America tour event, just go to time2freeamerica.com, time2freeamerica.com, and come see what all the excitement's about, because people really do love the tour, because the energy, you have the energy of like a college football game. You have the level of truth mixed with humor that you might find at like a Dave Chappelle comedy routine. But you have the spirit, the heartfelt, spirit-filled conviction of a revival. And it's all of those elements together that I really think have made this a special event as we head into our final confirmed event here in Detroit, Michigan, June 7th and 8th.
Right. Now, see, the other thing, too, this is nothing like Turning Point USA, all right? Understand something. Turning Point, and I had a choice as whether or not I wanted to go, and if it was a toss-up between going to Turning Point versus going to Reawaken America Tour, it'd be Reawaken America Tour, hands down. Because the thing is Turning Point doesn't go so much the spiritual route, as it does with a conservative mindset. And I hate to say this, but the uniparty system in Washington, D.C. continues to rear its ugly head. And, you know, it's sad because we're starting to realize a lot of people are waking up, especially people that got the jab, and they're waking up and realizing that their government lied to them. And it's very difficult to get tuned in spiritually when you're so bummed out about the fact that you were deceived. I mean, this is a great deceiver at work, and it's working right through our own government.
Yeah, you know, what happens is, and I don't want to be critical of the Charlie Kirk's event. I'll just tell you our event, maybe in contrast to that. You know, the guy who's pushing the RNA-modifying nanotechnology, the mRNA shots, you know, Elon Musk, okay? Elon Musk owns a company called CureVac that's pushing out the mRNA technology that's in the shots. So how can it be that you're speaking openly against the nefarious technology in the shot, but yet you speak in favor of Musk, right? So it's kind of hard to do that idea. At least I can't do that. I don't understand the mental gymnastics needed to expose the corruption of the shot and advocate for Musk. Another example is Yuval Noah Harari, Klaus Schwab, Xi Jinping, Elon Musk. They all agree on these self-driving cars, these self-driving cars, cars that can be turned on or off, cars with a kill switch. Again, how can you speak out against the Great Reset agenda and then advocate for these self-driving cars and for the idea of putting a chip in your head? I mean, the ultimate form of censorship is to put a chip in your head that won't allow you to have your own thoughts privately, right? So that's Neuralink. That's the Neurosity Crown. It's a non-invasive technology that reads your thoughts, connects your brain to ChatGPT, and then there's Neuralink, the Elon Musk product that puts a chip in your head. You can't really expose the corruption of the Great Reset if you're advocating for the guy who's pushing, putting chips inside your head, Elon Musk. So, again, that maybe is a contrast of the Reawakened Tour versus a Charlie Kirk event. And, again, I hope that Charlie Kirk isn't able to do deep research and therefore is pushing Elon Musk. I would hope that Charlie Kirk doesn't know what's happening and then chooses to advocate for Elon Musk. I hope that's not happening.
I hope it isn't either. And the thing is too, with you brought up earlier, Clay, which I think is great, is this pick and choose out of the scripture. And this is bugging me because a lot of people, and this is one of the reasons why I'm glad you're on the horn here, is that a lot of people are sitting there looking at April 8th, 2024, when we have this solar eclipse. And now they're reading Revelation into this thing. And now we're getting reports that the National Guard's going to get called out in multiple states. They're telling the people to stock up on food and water and all sorts of medical supplies. And I'm just like, wait a minute. This isn't the end of the world. This isn't the start of the tribulation. You're talking about picking and choosing scripture. I mean, what's up with all that?
Well, okay. I mean, I think for people that maybe don't know the timeline that the Bible lays out, what's going to have to happen, okay, is that the third temple has to be rebuilt.
Yep.
Then the Antichrist has to hop up in that temple and declare that he is God. And that has to happen first, right? So these are some things that have to happen first. We might disagree on the order of events, but if you read your Bible, Revelation chapter 16, verse 12 through 14, that the Bible's very clear about what will happen with the Euphrates River and the false prophet. And if you read the book of Daniel, it's very clear that the Antichrist will hop up in the third temple and declare that he is God. And the Bible lays these things out. And I think what happens is if you haven't read the Bible or you only read parts of it, you may not understand how it all fits together. So I would encourage everybody out there to go to timetofreeamerica.com /Alex. That's the webpage, timetofreeamerica.com /Alex. I was invited to be on the Alex Jones show. And when I was on that show, I wanted to make sure that all listeners would see 119 prophetic biblical events that the Bible said would happen and that are happening or in some phases of happening. They all haven't happened, but they're, you know, developing. And I was surprised by the feedback we received. So many people were like, man, I didn't know that was in the Bible. Or, wow, I didn't know that was in the Bible. I didn't know that was there. And so, again, I'm not attacking people, but if you go to most churches today in a big building with a small Bible, most people go to a big church with a small Bible. The room is filled with fog, and it may be hard to read the Bible in that sort of a circumstance where you have a small Bible in a very big church. So we just try to share the facts. And you can find all the facts related to the Great Reset at timetofreeamerica.com /revelation.
So how did Alex take your commentary when you were on the show, out of curiosity?
Well, okay. So this is
I just know Alex. I've been at his show multiple times too, so yeah. I know the man. So it's
yeah.
It's,
I mean, I think when I was on the show with Alex, one of the things that I was blown away by was that he is, you know, very much the way he is off camera, on camera, and on camera, off camera. He's a very sincere person. But this was a brief interaction with Alex Jones and I. Here we go. I'll play it.
Fight from victory. We don't fight toward victory because I already believe that we've won.
That's General Clark,
your take on that. Excellent analysis.
Well, I'll tell you, if you go back to the Bible, Genesis chapter 6, it tells us that before the flood, the earth was filled with perpetual violence and wickedness. And the word for perpetual violence and wickedness in Hebrew is Hamas. And so the earth is being filled with perpetual violence and wickedness. And if you read Matthew chapter 24, verse 37, it says it'll be like as in the days of Noah before the return of Christ. So whether Christ is coming back tomorrow or whether Christ is coming back 100 years or whatever that is, I just believe that the globalists did not count on people like General Flynn and like Alex Jones to be doing what you're doing today. People like Tucker Carlson. I just want to tell you a funny story, Alex. So anyway, we were on the show, and I feel like it went well, you know. But again, Alex Jones can provide his own take on the story. But I thought he was a true gentleman, was very aggressive. One of the things about Alex Jones that blows my mind is he is so urgent about saving America. He's not bogus about it. This isn't like something he's doing because it's fun. He has that kind of urgency that you have, that I have, that your listeners have. And I find that was refreshing. Although I do disagree with Alex Jones about Vivek Ramaswamy. Most people don't know this, but a large portion of the technology that is used in the COVID shots is connected to Pfizer. And specifically, a lot of the technology found inside the COVID shots is connected to Vivek Ramaswamy, whose company, Roivant, owns a lot of the technology and patents in those shots. So essentially, Vivek Ramaswamy, he sold his company Roivant, if you look it up, folks, to Pfizer. And so he became a Pfizer billionaire, right? So we're talking about the World Economic Forum, and the World Economic Forum, who's leading the Great Reset, they're largely financially enriched by Pfizer. So the economic engine that powers the World Economic Forum, Pfizer, is connected to Vivek Ramaswamy. And so therefore, I don't give Vivek Ramaswamy a hall pass, or anybody a hall pass, about being associated on an ongoing basis, especially now that we know what we know, with Pfizer. I mean, if you worked for Pfizer 10 years ago, maybe you didn't know what you know. But now that people know what they know, being associated with Pfizer is becoming more and more inexcusable in my mind.
Yeah, and see, now you've talked to the team, and the team basically, and we're talking about General Flynn. Do you see General Flynn having a position on the new Trump administration's cabinet if Trump is elected?
Well, what I'm hearing, and I'll just tell you things I'm hearing that were public statements. I heard President Trump call in to one of our events and tell General Flynn to stay healthy because it's going to be needed. I heard that. I mean, that happened. I've heard President Trump praise General Flynn at a very public event at Mar-a-Lago and telling him that he needs him to, quote unquote, stay healthy so that he can help him in the next administration. So I've heard that statement made. Now, as far as, you know, my speculation, I do believe that General Flynn is sort of a MVP. If we were playing the game of chess, I would say that his piece would be as powerful as maybe the queen piece. He's one of the few people that understands the whole geopolitical nature of everything. So I think that General Flynn would be a very essential component in a Trump administration, and I hope that President Trump can use him in a powerful position. Also, I can tell you something that was stated to me by, again, on a very public format, one of our Reawaken tour events. I was asking the audience by round of applause how many people think that President Trump should choose General Flynn to be the vice president. And when Eric got up there on stage, he was commenting that, well, you need General Flynn for a much more important position than just the figurehead position of the vice president. You know, you need General Flynn to be available for a very important role. And so, again, I think that all signs are pointing that President Trump will be bringing back General Flynn to work in some capacity.
I'm looking at him as Secretary of Defense because Lloyd Austin has just made a mess of this military. I mean, it's woke and it's being transformed in so many different ways. And this LGBTQ, I always, so I don't get the words mixed up or the acronym mixed up. I think let's get Biden to quit. That's what it means in my mind. So the thing is the only way you're going to get rid of that guy is everybody has this groundswell, like what happened in 1980 in the Reagan-Carter situation when it was anybody but Carter, and people voted him out, and Reagan got elected in a landslide. So the thing is if a lot of people think that Mike Flynn would be better, and I've met Mike Flynn and talked to him, the guy is just his mindset. I mean, he was attacked, and to me, and now Trump's being attacked. Anybody that right now is being attacked by the other side and their dual system of justice that they've got going on here has my vote, and I really think he belongs in the cabinet. But who's your take after seeing like Tulsi Gabbard on Tucker Carlson and so many other different people? You need somebody at the helm that can assist the president in draining the swamp and getting rid of this garbage that's going on in Washington, getting rid of deep state. I mean, do you see that as an insurmountable battle or not?
Well, you know, as
I know it's a mouthful.
No, as it relates to General Flynn, I mean, I really, really hope that he is used in an essential way. As it relates to the best vice presidential candidate, I don't know who that would be necessarily. I can say Mark Robinson. Mark Robinson, if people want to look up Mark Robinson, the lieutenant governor of North Carolina. He is openly, unapologetically stand up against the woke mob and always has been in favor of President Trump. I've enjoyed watching him throughout his career. Mark Robinson, that would be a strong pick in my mind. I also think Ben Carson is a tremendous pick. I wanted Ben Carson to become the president of the United States. I really did want him to become the president of the United States. And then when Trump beat him, I did not see that coming. And so I switched my vote, obviously, to Trump. And I'm very happy to be pleasantly surprised by what Trump was able to accomplish. So, again, I'd say Ben Carson or Mark Robinson. Those would be my two favorite picks
for VP. Now, the thing is, too, is this thing with the border wall and the crisis and everything that's going on right now. We have an invasion. The Biden administration doesn't seem to want to acknowledge it. And I know that because they appointed Harris. I call her Chlamydia Harris. People say you shouldn't call her that. I said, well, but she is a disease. And it's making a mess of America. She was supposedly the border czar. And it's anything but. There is no control at the border. What's your take on what's happening right now and how Americans need to get prepared?
Well, you know, the Bible wasn't written to scare us. It was written to prepare us. And in God's great mercy, there are certain things that have to take place before Christ's return, you know, and it's so that, you know, we can be awakened to what's happening. And so I think God is allowing in his great mercy for people to be awakened to what is happening. And I think everybody out there, the big three I would do is A, if you can today, if you're listening today and you have the financial capacity to do so, please go to givesendgo.com/Navarro, givesendgo.com/Navarro, and support a 74-year-old man who basically created the Trump financial, the Trump economic policies, the Trump economy that we love so much was really written or organized by Peter Navarro. And Peter Navarro pushed hard for tough negotiation with China, for deregulation, and for lower taxation. And therefore, a 74-year-old man is in prison right now because he refuses to turn over his text messages, emails, and phone calls related to while he was serving with President Trump. I mean, it's just a national security issue. So again, Peter Navarro's in prison. I encourage everyone to go to givesendgo.com/Navarro. That's thing one you can do. Thing number two, I'd encourage you to come join us at the Reawaken America Tour coming up in June, June 7th and 8th. That's the Reawaken America Tour. And then finally, I'd recommend that you are stocked up, folks, that you're stocked up on supplies in the event of a supply chain collapse. It just makes a lot of sense to do that, especially given the economic geopolitical instability facing the world right now. And again, I would encourage you to get stocked up. And again, we're going to see Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. They're going to be rolling out a gold-backed programmable central bank digital currency soon. So if you were thinking about investing in precious metals, I would recommend that you would do that right about now. And that's an important step everyone should take, in my opinion.
Well, and yeah, we pretty much all concur with you, Clay Clark. As always, it is a pleasure to have you on the show, and you know, looking forward to hearing all about what's happening in Detroit. And I guess, can people name their own price on their tickets now? How many tickets are actually left?
We have just under 800 tickets left, and yes, you can name your price. Just go to timetofreeamerica.com, timetofreeamerica.com, and again, you can name your price right there at timetofreeamerica.com.
Well, I appreciate you, Clay Clark. God bless you for all the work you're doing. We know you've made some major sacrifices, and you know, God is watching you, and I'm just praying right now for your peace, safety, and hedge of protection in all of this, because obviously, you know, anybody that jumps out and tries to speak the truth becomes a target of the adversary. So we just pray for your hedge of protection right now in the name of your son, Yeshua.
Hey, thank you, brother. Thank you so
Amen.
Much, listeners out there. Have a great day.
Thank you, Clay Clark.
Organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrax can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829.
Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.